You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast. I make this podcast to help you feel better, learn something new, and enjoy your life by letting all those emotions out, whether it's tears of joy or sadness that are going to turn into a beautiful day for you. I release a new episode almost every day that is recorded live on my Facebook or Twitch. You can just search Jerry Banfield and follow me on either of those if you haven't already, if you'd like to join us and be a part of the discussion each day. If you want to get in contact with me, you can go to jerrybanfield.com. I now have a phone number. You can text in the USA or Canada, and you can also send me a message on WhatsApp if you'd like to reach out privately. I'm grateful for a partnership with Genitrust Savings to help make this podcast financially viable. Imagine earning up to 12% interest in a savings account that is FDIC insured. That's what I'm doing right now with my Genitrust savings account. And if you would like to be earning up to 1% a month interest, go to jerrybanfield.com, look for where it says savings under the bullet list, and you can click on the direct link, which is genitrust.com/jerry. And you'll also see a link to a YouTube video where I go into great detail for 20 minutes and answer all the questions I know you have about the Genitrust savings account. I'm so excited to get this podcast started with you. And if I ever get another sponsor on my host Anchor, then there'll be a sponsorship thing that plays right here afterwards. I love you. You're awesome. And now we'll get started with the actual episode. I've made this about 2 minutes long. So if you listen to every episode, you can just hit skip 4 times and get straight to it. I'm grateful today that I have just over 7 months sober now in April 2021, which is miraculous because at one point when I was like 90 days sober, I remember thinking it's so hopeless. I can never get any amount of time to sober. I might as well just drink and get it over with today. And today I've got over 7 years. And what's really cool is I actually love my life today. I'm enjoying my life. I prefer my life without alcohol. I don't miss alcohol at all. And I'm actually playing video games for my job. I have a wonderful wife that helped get me motivated to get sober. 2 children that are gifts of sobriety. And I'm here to share my experience every day on my live stream, on the Jerry Banfield Show podcast, on my YouTube, and wherever else I show up. Because I want you to know that if it looks hopeless today, it doesn't have to be hopeless. At one point, it looked hopeless to me. And the reason it looked hopeless is because I really liked drinking. Drinking was a lot of fun for me. I enjoyed getting drunk and being crazy and getting nuts. And I even enjoyed the hangovers to some degree. I felt so much gratitude after that hangover would pass that as soon as I started feeling better, I struggled to keep that gratitude going sober. And what I realized in coming to Alcoholics Anonymous is that it wasn't my drinking that was the problem. My drinking was my solution. The problem was, and obviously my solution was making the problem worse, the real problem was my sober thinking and my sober living. That if my sober thinking was in a good place, I would not be tempted to do something that I knew would lead to self-harm. Like drinking led to all kinds of self-harm, from hangovers, from driving drunk, wrecking cars, ruining relationships, all those 3 a.m. phone calls and text messages. And I'm lucky that all of my drinking didn't result in anybody that I know of getting physically injured other than me. I remember playing one time I was playing Call of Duty Black Ops one night, and I'm doing this right now while I'm in between Warzone lobbies. I remember playing Call of Duty Black Ops one night on that. It was in the Vietnam one where that level, you've got all the enemies just coming at you over and over again. And I've been drinking all night, and I started punching myself in the head every time I died. And yeah, the drunker I got, the more I kept dying, and the more I kept getting punched in the head, my gameplay was not getting any better. I woke up the next day like, God, man, what happened? Like, I have a hell of a headache. And I realized, like, I beat the hell out of myself the night before. I must have punched myself in the head 50 times. And I mean, at this time I was working out at the gym, doing personal training, like, it hurt. Nobody in my whole life ever beat me worse than I beat myself drunk. Even though I had these resentments against my dad for the way he raised me, which I was able to forgive my father and love the way he raised me. And what it helps to see is nobody ever has hurt me, and probably this is the same for you. Nobody's ever hurt me the way I've hurt me. And doing something like drinking alcohol was a way that I was hurting myself. And it came down to reprogramming the habit and needing help to reprogram the habit. I wasn't able to just put down the drink because I liked it so much, because it did have a lot of positive things that it did for me. At least that's what I thought in my head. So what the way I got to Alcoholics Anonymous is I desperately prayed to God. I said, God, please, I'll do anything to get sober. I'll do anything at all to get sober. And the thought that crossed my mind after this is, well, going to one of those AA meetings might be a part of the anything you just offered. And I thought, that doesn't sound too bad, because I also pictured needing to, you know, go to a psychologist and come clean about all my suicide attempts and violent thoughts. And I realized I wasn't ready to do that. But I realized, though, I needed to do that to feel better. And at Alcoholics Anonymous, I ended up working my first fifth step with a sponsor, a grand sponsor, and the rector at an Episcopal church. And then after my first sponsor died, another sponsor. And through doing that, I got into fixing the real reason I drank. The real reason I drank is two things. One, I just had a habit of drinking, that when this happens, I drink. When that happens, I drink. And two, I drank because I was numbing the pain of hating myself and hating the world I was in. That my alcohol was my solution to feel better. So I drank to feel better. And I realized there's a lot of other ways to feel better. Like, one thing that helps me to feel better now sober is getting a massage. I get a massage every week. A full body massage, no genitals, everything but the genitals. And it helps me to feel fantastic. Man, I feel fantastic with those massages that I get. And that was a suggestion a lady at Alcoholics Anonymous said. She said, when I'm stressed out and I want to relax, I go get a massage. And I thought, you know, that sounds a lot better than risking my life taking a drink. At the time, I thought it was dumb. But when I was feeling really thirsty, really wanting to take a drink, I'm praying desperately to God to stay sober. That's when I got motivated, like, okay, I'll try this lady's suggestion. I'll try going to get a massage. And guess what? It worked really well, and I'm still sober today. So I'm super grateful for that. I'm super grateful that she gave me that suggestion. I'm super grateful she gave me that suggestion today, because I don't think I'd be alive still. I remember in the first couple years I was sober, I was reflecting that I would have died by now. The reason I got sober is because my wife said that she couldn't stand being around my drinking anymore. And I realized my wife's going to leave. And when my wife leaves and I fully deserved to be left, then when my wife leaves, I'm going to kill myself based on what I'd already done when other people I dated had left that I didn't care nearly as much about as my wife. When they left, I'd nearly killed myself. And I realized if my wife leaves herself because I deserve to be left the way I'm living, then I'm going to be left all alone. I'm going to end my life, and that's it for me. And what got me to go to Alcoholics Anonymous was because I didn't see another way. I'm like, I have to drink. Because I just don't like being sober. I don't enjoy being sober. Being sober is frustrating and confusing and difficult. I didn't know what else to do instead of drinking. And I thank God for that. And that's why I share my story everywhere today, to let you know that there's hope, that you can live however you want to live. And I'm grateful so many people can watch my live stream, even though they drink. Because just knowing somebody who's got sober, my wife had a boss that went to Alcoholics Anonymous. And at the time, I was in the middle of my drinking, or, you know, I talked about any little flaw in him. I would say, well, I guess Alcoholics Anonymous not working that good for him. Look at this guy not drinking, being a jerk. And then I don't know if I thought of him consciously or not, but he was the only person I knew that was sober and seemed like, you know, he needed to be. And when I got sober, I prayed, and maybe that thought was there that I could go to Alcoholics Anonymous because he'd been going there. Maybe him going to Alcoholics Anonymous made a difference in my life. And that's what I hope to be today, is I hope to make that difference in somebody else's life. I hope to be that person that, you know somebody who's got sober, and you know somebody who just enjoys and loves being sober, not somebody who hates being sober and wishes they could drink and misses drinking, but somebody who really loves and enjoys being sober. That's why I share my story all over today. And what I love is that I can wear a pink tank top while hundreds of people are watching me play Call of Duty today. I love that. Because I used to think I needed alcohol to help me get crazy, and I don't. I mean, this pink tube top is practical. I wear this and more people click on my stream. More people get interested in my live stream from watching it. I'm glad I can have fun and fully enjoy myself sober, that I don't need a drink to feel better today. I don't need a drink for anything. There's nothing a drink's gonna do except help me to feel worse. And one thing that's helped with getting sober is, once I got sober, I realized I can do anything now. Changing my diet, much easier than getting sober. Changing my finances and the way I spend money, much easier than getting sober. Changing how I treat people and being a better husband, much easier than getting sober. Getting sober set the bar to me of, it proved to me what I could do. And once I could see, wow, I'm capable of changing a massive habit like this, hell, I can do anything. I can literally do anything now. And that leaves me feeling very excited about my life, very empowered. And I stay fresh. I continue to go to AA meetings more days a week than I don't go. I continue helping others however I can, however they'll let me. I continue being sober, and I put my story out there because it's my story and it's the truth. Now, some people in Alcoholics Anonymous say that you shouldn't talk about AA at all publicly, and I think that's not the intention of the way the traditions are written. The intention is that none of us represents ourselves as the opinion of AA. It's very obvious when I talk, I am talking about my life and my experience. And I think it's important that those of us who are sober, that from anything or gotten clean, that we share our experience. Like, I love seeing how many of you are sharing your experience on the stream. Andrew says he's been sober 5 years. And it's nice to see people who are, you know, currently struggling with things like marijuana addiction, cigarettes. And to know that there's hope, that if I can get sober, you can probably quit cigarettes or marijuana or whatever it is that you're struggling with. I'm sure if I can do it, you can do it too. And that's what's really cool, is when you can help inspire others like that. And to see that your life makes a big difference. That there's a purpose to your life. And the more you lean into it and, like, let your life have a purpose, I think the happier you're going to consistently find yourself. And I'm grateful I've inspired streamers to start sharing their stories. I've inspired streamers to start opening up and saying, hey, I'm sober too. I've seen live streamers that said that, you know, they found my live stream when they were thinking about getting drunk. And I think that's just miraculous. I think that's miraculous that my live stream helped somebody else to get sober and stay sober. Like, that's amazing. That's a miracle. And that's why I keep sharing my story, because you never know who you're going to help, especially with all the isolation we're seeing and all the people staying at home. I think it's more important than ever that we openly post about what's happening in our lives, like where we're at in terms of our sobriety, in terms of our what we've struggled with. Because there's a lot of people isolated at home right now who are feeling like there's no hope. I just had a friend 2 days ago. One of his good friends just ended his life. You know, probably feeling very alone. And I've been there, especially when I was drinking. I used to think frequently about ending my own life. I used to very consistently think that the best thing I could do for the world would be to end my own life. That if I would just kill myself, I probably wouldn't hurt anyone else. What a sick thought. What a sick thought. I remember calling and telling my father that one day. And that was the most hurt I've ever heard him in my whole life is hearing me talk about, you know, that killing myself like that. Thank you, Brandon, for the 235, my man. Happy Friday. Thank you very much for the 235 stars, Brandon. Mental health's the biggest problem in addiction. It is. And one of the key things with my addiction was my mental health. And what I can say is your mental health is very flexible. Some of you have been diagnosed with things like bipolar and all kinds of mental disorders. And what I can tell you today is any of those mental disorders can be fixed if you'll do the work to fix it. Those mental disorders are just programming. If you don't want to be bipolar, you don't have to be. That you can do something about. And if you can actually, I'm kind of bipolar. Even as healthy as I am, I go way up. But now when I come down, I don't come down into that dark, depressed place anymore. I just get a little down and I'm okay with it. I'm like, I'm a little sad right now. It's okay. There's a lot you can do about your mental health. It's not something that's fixed. And I think a lot of us drink because our mental health is our minds. Our mental health is messed up. And a lot of us are trying to use things like alcohol to help us feel better when really the solution to feeling better is to allow ourselves to feel better. If you'll just allow yourself to feel better, you'll feel better. But if you're constantly punishing yourself with alcohol or constantly numbing things with drugs, I think it's actually good to feel the raw pain. Feel the raw pain you're trying to numb. I've felt a lot of pain in sobriety, and I wouldn't take any of it back because some of our greatest gifts will be achieved by digging into our humanity, which can be painful. When I have grief, like I just had... my father passed away 7 years ago, and I still get powerful grief that comes up. And what the silver lining to that is, that shows me how much I loved my father, and the amount of grief I can feel is equivalent to the amount of love I can feel. And I actually enjoy feeling grief because that's how I know I love somebody. And I'm not afraid of somebody passing away either. Nick, I'm glad this is resonating with you. Taylor, thanks for the congratulations on 7 years. Mike said, I just had two friends just OD a day apart. Yeah, this is... For all this stuff we've seen about pandemic and all these deaths and stuff, there, to me, is no worse pandemic I see on this earth than mental health and starvation. And to me, those that have a lot, if we improve our mental health, we will be able to better assist those that are starving, to organize our world better so that there's not these people that we make sure everybody else has enough. To me, mental health is the biggest single issue I see in our world. And the pandemic from people killing themselves, overdosing, is constant. It's every single day. And from what I see, all these measures of isolation taken to protect against one so-called pandemic, to me, are making the opportunity, the necessity to get some help with mental health. And one of the best ways to improve your mental health is be a part of a supporting community. And that's why Alcoholics Anonymous has done so much to help me stay sober. Those guys that helped me get sober saved my life. Those guys saved my life. They helped me feel understood. I felt so bad about myself. And these men that I met in Alcoholics Anonymous were like father figures, were like grandfather figures. Darcy, thank you for the 100 stars. I will tell you about those dreams I had the other day in just a minute. Thank you, fellow streamer Crazy Canadian Gaming. One of the top donators ever on the stream, back with some more stars. Thank you, Johnny, for becoming a follower. I've got the game sound muted so y'all can hear what I'm talking about. Our world, it's more important than ever that I see, as someone who's been through the depths of bad mental health and who has gotten to a place of, I think, great mental health, but don't people always think they're in great mental health? As someone who's gotten to a place of really loving their life, and where it seems most people I run into think that I'm doing fantastic and I'm an inspiration. Not everybody, of course, but people whose opinions I value seem to consistently say, you're doing great, man. Stay sober. Keep going to AA. Keep helping people. It is an absolute blessing to be in that place in my life after being in such a different place for so many years in my life. And that's why I show up every day. I'm hoping somebody who doesn't realize that's possible can learn that it's possible right here. And I encourage you, get a community that will support you in person. Get a community that will support you of people you can actually see. Because just doing stuff online often won't do that much for you. You really need to get people's opinions. You need to be able to talk about things you can't talk about online. Lots of times online is heavily censored. You don't feel safe to really post something really edgy or really crazy. You need people you can trust that you can talk to in person about things. So I would suggest find a community of people who can fully support you in person that you can be a part of. It might be an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. It might be some kind of recovery group. It might just be your family and your friends, but a community of people you can also be brutally honest and transparent with. What really slows down any kind of recovery or mental health change is a lack of honesty, is not telling people the truth about things. That will stop almost all your mental health efforts. So you need to be able to find a community that can support you in being totally honest. Often, the key for me getting sober has been getting into that total honesty, or as they call it, rigorous honesty, where you tell another person the very worst things about your life, the worst thing you've seen, the worst things you've done, the worst things you've experienced, and that's where often you'll find a lot of relief. Because many of us, we hold on to these things that we've done, and in our minds, these are reasons why we're no good anymore. These are reasons we don't deserve to live. These are the reasons that we don't have a good life. Though I'm grateful I've went through that process. The fifth step is huge in Alcoholics Anonymous, is confess what you might call sins. Confess your sins to someone else who's trustworthy. I think we've talked a lot about getting sober here. And I hope this is really helpful for you. I appreciate you being here, and I support you in your sobriety every day. I support you staying clean, and I hope that from sharing my story, you can understand the people around you a bit better.